Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We understand that Orchard Park and Hamburg schools are dismissing early to accommodate traffic for the concert. What have you heard about that?
Yeah, that's correct. I had conversations with both school superintendents once the concert was announced. It is always a concern of theirs when we have a stadium event going on during a school day. We know that traffic is a concern. We know that parking lots, private parking lots in such close proximity to an elementary building is a concern for Orchard Park schools. But both schools share the concern about afternoon dismissal. We have a good number of school buses loaded with students that are trying to drop off those students safely, that are trying to get down side streets and through our main thoroughfares, specifically Abbott Road and Big Tree and Southwestern Boulevard. And depending on when the crowd arrives, we know that getting around near the stadium is extremely difficult as that crowd intensifies and traffic builds on the roads. So we did have several conversations. The decision was made by Orchard Park Schools to do a half day for students. So Orchard Park students will have a half day, which will get them out on buses and back home before we are going to see significant traffic on the roads. Hamburg schools, lesser impacted than what Orchard Park schools are. Hamburg schools are going to be dismissing a short time earlier than they normally would, not a half day, but about 20 minutes early. And that's going to allow us to kind of get a jump start getting those kids on the buses and heading home. Buses on Abbott Road coming from the Armour Elementary School will be assisted by our patrol officers getting down the road and on and off the side streets if traffic at that time is a problem. We're going to be closing Abbott Road about 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, which is not going to impact any of the Hamburg school buses. But we're prepared to assist them getting those kids home safely.
How much of a challenge can it be on a weeknight event, whether it's a concert, whether it's a Bills primetime game, to get the kids home from school without having to deal with the additional traffic?
We get our kids home real safe and very quickly, regardless of the day. That's never been a concern for us in working with our local school districts. Friday, traffic could pose a problem. If, especially in the Orchard Park School District area, if they were to have school through their regular dismissal time of around 3:15, but they've alleviated that with their half day. Hamburg School's the only building that's really, any sort of a concern for us is the Armour Elementary building, but we'll be assisting with patrol cars if needed. When we look at some of our preseason games and we look at some of our weekday games that we had, when we look at our Buffalo Bills schedule this past season, we did have weekday games, evening games that brought a crowd ahead of time. We did a 20-minute dismissal with Hamburg Schools, and it was extremely successful for us. Really no issues at all. We're not expecting any problems with concert fans arriving. But it's certainly something that we keep an eye on throughout the day. And like I said, are prepared to assist school buses on Abbott Road with patrol vehicles if necessary.
All right, anything else that I have left out or you care to add with regards to the concert?
We know that season ticket holders, they have a routine. They know where they're going. They know what time they're getting there. They're very, very familiar with our traffic patterns and the way that we move vehicles, what's allowed and what's not allowed. Oftentimes we see concert goers arrive, oftentimes very unfamiliar with our vicinity, unfamiliar with our traffic patterns, where we're moving cars and how we're moving cars. So, you know, I would say have a really good idea where you're looking to go and how you're planning to get there. Give yourself enough time, but don't show up so early that the parking lots are not open and you're stopped in traffic. The biggest traffic concerns we see oftentimes before the game are when vehicles arrive before parking lots open and they start clogging the roads as they sit in traffic waiting for gates to open. So give yourself enough time to make sure that you can get to the concert, you know, on time, but don't show up so early that you're stuck in the road. And that really hampers our efforts in getting around and also getting emergency vehicles to calls as incidents occur in and around that stadium area.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.